Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and actually features Olive Crest in a segment we are calling the Nonprofit Leaders Corner. And here to interview Tim Bauer from Olive Crest is Dave Elliott. Dave is the president of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce and well involved with numerous nonprofit organizations throughout Orange County. So Dave, take it away.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bill, and welcome to the Nonprofit Leaders Corner, where we share the value and opportunities with nonprofit organizations in and around Orange County that are making a difference right here. Today, I'm very pleased to introduce my good friend, Tim Bauer from Olive Crest. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, Tim, and that smiling face, which you out there do not see, but I get to see it. So does the studio here. So, Tim, real quick, what is your role at Olive Crest?
Well, Dave, I am the Executive Director of Development for the Orange County region for Olive Crest, and I oversee all the fundraising and community development and business development areas for us.
That is a big job, of course. But Tim, before we get into Olive Crest, you know, I'm always curious about how people make a choice and get into the nonprofit and charitable world. So tell us a little bit about your background that's led up to, you know, being involved with Olive Crest.
Interesting enough, Dave, I've always had something in my heart has always kind of been important and reached out to families and children, and I've always had a place in my heart for wanting to help them. And so I ended up getting a degree in that in college and ended up going for a graduate degree in families and children and that kind of thing as well. And my whole professional career has kind of been centered around trying to make a difference in this world and help kiddos here in Orange County.
That is awesome. So what brought you to Olive Crest then? I mean, this seems like a logical place for you to have spent these years, but what brought you there?
Yeah, actually, I've been involved with Olive Crest for over 18 years.
Wow.
And just a large variety of different ways. And what brought me to Olive Crest was I've been very touched and very influenced by our founders, who are just wonderful people, a couple that raised their own kids here in Orange County and actually brought children into their own home as the beginnings of Olive Crest. And that was over 40 years ago.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about Olive Crest. You know, you've just, you know, mentioned about the founders. So who are the founders and a little bit about mission, purpose?
Sure. Yeah. The couple that I mentioned earlier are the Valours. Dr. Donald, who was an educational psychologist, and his wife, Lois. They're still actively involved to this day. They've been a driving force here in Orange County and also now in the Western United States in innovative and quality ways of helping children and families. So they started Olive Crest over 40 years ago, and then we've been doing, we're driven by the same, kind of the same philosophy as we were in the beginning, that we just really believe that every child deserves a strong family. And we've been really blessed to be able to work with over 60,000 children and families in those last 40 years. And that is always the driving force. That's the reason behind what we do is that we really believe that every child deserves a strong family.
So your theme is?
Strong families and safe kids. Okay. Thank you. That was a good lead-in question.
Well, I think it's great. It says a lot, just those four words, you know.
Right.
So Olive Crest has been around for
40 years.
40 years,
yep.
And the Valour started that.
Yep.
And so you mentioned over the years you've worked with over 60,000 children.
Yep.
And so about how many children are you working with now in say, this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. We'll be working with about 50,000 children and families this year in 2014. And we're right in the middle of our big push called Vision 2020. It's our vision as an organization mm-hmm. to be, by the year 2020, to be working with 100,000 children and families in the Western United States.
Wow. So Olive Crest is involved with foster care and adoption, correct?
Foster care, adoption, residential care. We have a special program called Safe Families for Children. We do in-home services, counseling, educational services. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit difficult to explain because we do over 25 different programs.
Wow.
But it's all focused, again, on strong families and safe kids.
So, and a little bit later, we'll talk about some of the specific programs that you provide. I mean, like you said, over 25 different programs, but it's all around the theme of
strong families, safe kids.
Safe kids, you know, that whole thing. So that's great. So let me ask you just a personal question. What gets you up in the morning to go and work with these children and these families?
Well, I think the first thing that gets me up is I love my job. And
that's a good start.
It is a good start. I'm happy about that. And also, to kind of go along with that, I really feel like I'm making a difference and I want to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that reason and about another 100 reasons, not the least of which is I do need to provide for my own family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to make a difference and to do something for kids and families right here in Orange County and to be a small part of that.
So just real quick though, Olive Crest started 40 years ago, but now the reach is not just Orange County.
That's right. We were started here, and we're still kind of headquartered here, but we've branched out. We have 8 regions where
wow.
we serve in the 3 different states, obviously California, and then the state of Washington, where one of our new things that we've done is we've actually captured a whole contract for the whole state of Washington for the recruitment and retention of foster parents for the state.
Wow.
And then we have also reached out into the state of Nevada, and we provide services to Nevada residents as well.
So let me, in expanding more, is there some other states that you're looking at to continue to expand?
We may be doing that. Our board of directors is involved in where we might, you know, be looking uh-huh. next, and there may be some things in the state of Washington or other Western United States. The program that's going to probably be growing the most is our Safe Families for Children program,
right.
Since we kind of work in the whole Western United States to develop that program and implement that here.
That is awesome, Tim. Thanks. Well, folks, we're talking with Tim Bauer from Olive Crest. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll learn more about Olive Crest and the programs that are making a difference in the lives of children and families, not just in Orange County, but in the Western region.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
So welcome back to the Nonprofit Leaders Corner with our guest today, Tim Bauer from Olive Crest. So Tim, let's talk about some of the specific programs that you mentioned. You have like over 25 programs that Olive Crest is providing for families and children. Maybe mention 2 or 3 that you want to highlight today.
Yeah, sure. A couple of the programs, Dave, that we are kind of on the new and innovative mm-hmm. side. One of them is our wraparound program, where we wrap services around children and families while children are still in their homes. Our professional staff actually go into their homes and figure out exactly what's going on with those children and those families. And then we provide whatever's needed to be able to try to keep that kiddo in mm-hmm. that home. And so that's been relatively new. There's been a trend within the whole field of children and family services that we want to provide intervention earlier. We don't want to wait until everything's right. just a big disaster and the child has to be removed in the middle of the night and go to a temporary shelter, that kind of thing.
So this would be when the children are still in their initial home?
Yep. They've okay. been identified, okay. the family or the child are at risk. Okay. And so that family's kind of been identified for a need for services. Okay. So we send in a whole team of professionals that go in and identify exactly what the issues are. They come up with a comprehensive plan of being able to help that child and that family. And again, the whole goal is to try to keep that kiddo or those children in that family mm-hmm. so that they don't have to be removed
right.
and go into foster care or group care. So that's one of the ones that we've been very successful with. Another is our transitional age youth program, where we just qualified this last year. We were the first organization that qualified for a new license in California to help children who have aged out of the foster care system at 18. There didn't used to be anything for them to be able to continue to receive services with. So we're qualified for a new license to be able to help those children till they turn 22.
So this is the emancipated youth era.
Yeah, that's okay. right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've been doing that, and that program is expanding from being able to help about 30 youth to our ultimate goal of being able to help 100 youth here in just in Orange County, and we'll have the largest program that's doing that in Southern California.
Wow, that's great. Any other programs?
One other really okay. important one that's been kind of our newest, most innovative program. We took a model out of the city of Chicago called Safe Families for Children, and we became the Western Regional Representative of that whole model. It's a model where we work with area churches. The churches develop what are called host families within their mm-hmm. own church, where those families are willing to take in children whose families are in crisis. And so those host families actually agree to take those children who are in crisis into their own home.
Right.
And those parents who are in crisis agree to have their children live with that host family for a short period of time. So it's a way of, and the government's not involved at all. These are churches that decide that they want to do this as part of their outreach ministry of their mm-hmm. own church. And we're current. The first year of service that we had this program happen here in Orange County, we served about 40 children total that whole year. And 5 years later, right now, we're averaging about over 40 children every month.
Wow.
For being able to help those kids. And we have over 50 active churches who have this as something that's important for their church to do.
You know, and you think sometimes in Orange County that we don't have this kind of a need. But when you're talking 40 children a month, I mean, it seems like that's a growing need for the services that you provide.
Yeah, that's kind of an eye-opening situation, uh-huh. Dave, because most of us don't travel in the circles where you don't have anyone to turn to when your family's right. in crisis. But there are hundreds of kids and at-risk families out there who are in need, and they don't have anywhere to turn when a single mom might lose her job. And be at risk for being thrown out of her apartment, that kind of thing. Maybe one of the parent has to go into rehab, that kind of thing, and there's no place to turn for those kiddos. So we provide a safe home for those kids through a host family, and then make the placement and then monitor that placement and then are able to make sure that that child can get back into a healthier home.
That's great. So, you know, we have another organization that's here, Orangewood. And Olive Crest.
Yep.
And I know there's some major differences between the two. I mean, you both do great work, but maybe you can kind of enlighten us as to the differences between what you do at Olive Crest and what Orangewood is all about.
Sure. Of course, that happens here in Orange County, Dave, because number one is we both start with O, right? And mm-hmm. it's easy to kind of get confused. But Orangewood is a terrific organization that does some of the same kinds of things as we do. They run a temporary shelter here in the mm-hmm. county, and they do emancipating youth services, those kinds of things. But they are just located here in Orange County, and so we only have that issue right here. Olive Crest, as I mentioned earlier, we have 8 different regions, and we serve, you know, so many children and families Correct. In so many different ways. So we're happy to be here in Orange County. We love working. We serve on similar committees mm-hmm. and helping children and families here in Orange County, but we don't really have that as an issue anywhere else.
Well, I mean, it's all about serving children and giving children an opportunity to be a part of a safe family. I mean, that's a great thing. So, you know, maybe a story or two about how you've helped a child or a family. You know, I've been a part of your luncheon the last 3 years and seen some amazing stories. I mean, the family this last year that has adopted 8 children and they're all at home with them. Amazing story.
Yeah, how does that happen, right?
I mean, how does that happen? You know, I got 13 grandkids and trying to keep, those names straight, let alone, you know, having 8 to live with you.
Yeah. Those adoptive parents that come alongside all of those children and help them out are just the saints of the world for mm-hmm. sure. That family I know you did see. We recently had an event where we highlighted one of our foster and adoptive families that had actually adopted 10 children through Olive Crest. So not to top that you have to do that. But yeah, we're blessed to have just thousands of adoptive and foster parents that are just incredible people that are helping children in ways that, you know, so many of us wouldn't be able to do directly. So we're really pleased that they come alongside of us and are able to do that. I was thinking of a couple of stories last week when I was in one of our homes. We have some residential homes here in Orange County. There were some twin boys who had been placed, and they had come in after being, really in an abusive situation with their parents. I'm not so sure the dad was there a whole lot. The mom had a pretty big drug problem, and so that had kept her from being able to be a mom to those kids. And they weren't developmentally at the place where they should be at all. They really weren't crawling and not in a place where they're walking, and they weren't making many sounds. They'd been propped up in a car seat quite a bit, and so they had kind of lost a lot of their ability to thrive. And we got those 2 kiddos placed, and they're doing better already even. And then we also had a girl that came in who was a school-age girl. She was placed last week, and she had not been in school for a couple years and came in, and she didn't have any clothes with her when she came. And so, you know, those are kind of the typical kinds of kiddos that we are able to help. And we bring them to a place where success is different things for different sure. kids, but they end up actually catching up developmentally and then getting into school and being able to graduate and do things on their own and learning how to function with people and with, you know, staff, and sometimes their parents get reinvolved with them. And so there's a lot of really great stories about reunification and about those kids being able to learn how to thrive and survive.
You know, that it's just, awesome to see those things happen with these children. So, Tim, what are some of the needs that, maybe our listeners would need to know about how they could help Olive Crest in its mission?
Well, there are tons of ways that people get involved. We would not be probably even in existence without incredible community support that we've mm-hmm. just been so blessed with over the years. So we have companies and clubs, civic clubs and churches that help us, and they come alongside. They might do a work project at one of our facilities, or they might have a back-to-school drive and provide back-to-school items for our kids. A lot of companies get involved with us during the holidays for what we call our Be the Miracle program. Lots of ways there. And then for individuals, they're able to get involved by doing direct service kinds of things, by becoming a mentor or a tutor. Some of them decide to become what we call our Kids at Heart, which is our monthly child sponsorship program. So they become kind of donors with us mm-hmm. and come alongside of us and help our kids that way. Most recently, we've been in the process of starting a new young professionals group, and they've decided that their name is SPARK, which stands for Supporting Philanthropy for At-Risk Kids.
Very cool. We've got
a lot of 20s and 30s folks that are coming alongside of us and getting involved and helping others, which is really important. So there's tons of different ways to get involved. One of the most current new ways for a company to get involved is a cause marketing campaign. And we've had Vons get involved. We've had Whole Foods and Bristol Farms and lots of different companies that have come alongside of us and are helping us in cause marketing, where maybe they do a point of purchase sales thing at the checkout or some other way. I know the Anaheim Angels with Stremix Heritage Foods has been involved with us for the last 3 years in a big sponsorship program where Stremix and the Angels actually, for every run that's scored by the Angels, give us funds as well. So it's just been awesome, that as well.
That's, you know, and that just brings me to this whole thing about having collaborative partnerships, strategic partnerships with the business community, with individuals. I mean, that's got to be very, very important for Olive Crest.
Yeah, very, very important. Historically, the food industry has been a terrific supporter of Olive Crest for many, many years, and other industries as well. And again, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without it.
You know, that's we're talking with Tim Bauer from Olive Crest. So, Tim, you know, volunteerism is probably very, very important, as you just indicated, as far as people getting involved. Are you the person that they should talk with? Or?
No, actually, they get involved with our community involvement department. And the best way to do that would be to go through our website or call our main number and ask for community involvement.
Well, why don't you give us that website and phone number
right
now?
Okay? Yeah, the Olive Crest website is www.olivecrest.org. Okay. And our main number is 714-543-5437.
Repeat that one more time for us.
OliveCrest.org, the website, 714-543-5437.
I was just checking to make sure
I got that phone number. I remembered it twice.
So Tim, one last thing. If there is one thing that you would want to share with our listeners about Olive Crest, what would it be?
You know, I think that people need to know that Olive Crest does the difficult stuff. You know, our whole area is so difficult and messy, working with other people's children, working with problems and crises and, you know, layer and layer of problem upon problem, all of that is so difficult. But we do a fantastic job in really working and changing the lives of kids and families. And so even in the messiest situations, we are known as an organization that goes the extra mile and does the extra thing to make it work and to help that child.
Tim, that is awesome. And I really appreciate you being on the program today, and give my best to all the folks there at Olive Crest, because it's a great organization and I love being a part of it. And so thanks, Tim, for joining us today and for your thoughts and for your work.
My pleasure.
So keep up the awesome work and changing lives. And you can find today's interview with Tim Bauer at exitcoachradio.com. Share this with your friends and tune in next week at this time for the Nonprofit Leaders Corner with our guest, Debbie McCarthy, which will be very interesting. She's the founder of the new Sober High School here in Orange County. And blessings until next week.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.